Thunder Bay, Elections Ontario has opened its returning offices in Thunder Bay in advance of the general election on February 27. In the North End, at County Fair Mall, is the returning office for Thunder Bay, Superior North. The Thunder Bay, Atikokan returning office is in the south side of the city at the former Agnew H. Johnston School at 145 Churchill Drive. We're at Thunder Bay, Superior North, which is the north side of Thunder Bay and along the north shore, said Julio Gomes, the returning officer for that electoral district. And then on the south side of Thunder Bay is Thunder Bay, Atikokan. So basically, the Harbor Expressway is a dividing line between north and south. Residents can vote early at the appropriate returning office up until February 26 at 6 p.m. Advanced voting dates are also scheduled at various other locations over 3 days, February 20, 21 and 22. Returning offices are also open for electors to come in and update their information if they move to a new location and address or just turned 18 and became eligible to vote, Gomes explained. To vote by mail, voters can request a special ballot, which allows people to get their vote in when they're away from home in advance. Gomes said that information will be included as part of the voter information card, mailed to electors after February 14. Registered voters, whose addresses are up to date, should receive a voter card, he said. You bring the card to your voting location and you need one piece of ID along with it, only with your name and your address. That's all we need. We don't need a card that shows your face, said Gomes. Anyone who is not registered can do so until February 17. Eligible voters who are not registered can still vote with proof of address and identity. To be eligible to vote, said Gomes, residents have to be Canadian citizens over the age of 18 and may only vote in the electoral district in which they reside. He added that students who are in school right now, living on campus or away from home, need to decide where they want to vote. They can either vote in the place where they're residing, if they're attending college or university, or they can vote back home at mom and dad's address. They need to ask those questions and figure out how they want to do it, said Gomes. Accessibility services are also available to anyone who might otherwise be unable to vote. You can also, if you're elderly and have issues getting out of the house, you can call the returning office and ask for a home visit and as well, of course, we will also go speak with electors at the long-term care homes and in the hospitals, said Gomes. However, the Thunder Bay returning office doesn't have a local phone number that they can give people at this time. Unfortunately, we're having some issues with getting the telephone systems installed, said Gomes. Gomes encourages residents looking for more information regarding voting and even applying for a job as a poll official to go to the Elections Ontario website and apply there or come down to one of the returning offices. Elections Ontario can also be contacted at 1-888-668-8683. Voters outside the city can get more information and access some services online or by phone.